Deal with the third Mishnah. Tignish Isoich Lekil Mishem Ratzadik, Wo Yoim Altiyo Kavonim Sharshim Sarav, Amanas Lakabu Pras, and the Hebu Kavonim Sharshim Sarav, Amanas Shaloy Lakabu Pras. Kedakainu, we would want to go back and answer a few of the questions that are still left open. One, we stated that there are these early Mishnayos, especially the ones that are the ones that are from these first Tanoim that were giving us the basics of Avodas Hashem, the basis of the Darchei Avodah. So we have to expect here also where this is the last of a single Mandalima. From here on we'll see it divides into groups of two, this first parak. We're expecting to hear something very basic that should be a follow-up and continuation from the Mishnahis beforehand. Beforehand we had the Mishnah of the Gimel Amudim. So this Mishnah, it's a practice, an interesting idea, but it should be something very basic. Two, we want to understand the continuation of the Mishnah. The first whole Mishnah, until as far as we read, that's one idea. And if that's an idea complete on itself, then the Mishnah should have stopped there. After we finish the Mishnah, after we finish the idea of Shloi L'Kavu Pras, the Mishnah continues to Yemur Shemayim Aleichem. There's no ideas as a cloud, we said. Mishnah, there's nothing thrown in. Anything that's together in one Mishnah, there's not a Kol Kisvei and Tignes Yisoicha. Everything you had to say, put it all together. If these two ideas are put together, so they're part and parcel of one idea that needs to be put together. Within the idea of the Mishnah itself, of the Yalti Avonim Shamsin Zayav, brought already, it's Batsim, it was the question wrongly, asked wrongly by the students, those two students, Sodok Baitos, what do you mean, Amanash Leva Kalapras, is there an Evid that's Evid Shalem Nas Kalapras? It's a question that needs further clarity, how to deal with it. And beyond that, we have the Maral asks, says, what do you mean? All the Torah talks about Tzchar. All Tzchar is no longer important. The Gemara in Psachim, Bob Passer says, "Hoyim haselazul tztok amnashi yichyeh b'nei is a tzaddik omer." Person does have an ask to have a schar, even request a specific schar. He's giving tztok amnas, is a tzaddik omer. What's missing? What's further? Right, these are the basic questions. We have a few other questions, but this is what we'd like to try to have an understanding of what it is. Within the Seder of the Mishnayos, what is it in Tignus Yisoichai was coming to teach us? So the idea in general, the first beginning of this Mishnah was he's coming to teach us the idea, and that's the continuation of the two halves of the Mishnah. He's coming to tell you, after we know the three Amudim HaAvoda, we know the subject matter. We know what Toiv is there to go after. Right? There's Torah, Avodah, Gemara, Chasadim. Those are the areas, anything of value, has to relate either directly or indirectly somehow back to the mission of Torah, Avodah, Gemara, Chasadim. What's the next step? So now in Tidus, next Soichah is coming to tell us this Avodah Hashem that described in the early mission of Torah, Avodah, Gemara, Chasadim, we need the motivation. We need from where does it come from? Where is a person coming from? Where is he going to? So it teaches us that Avodas Hashem has two basic forms, and he emphasizes the first, but he throws in the second. We'll do it, take them one at a time. The two basic forms of proper Avodas Hashem is Avod Ma'ava, Avod Nir. Avod Ma'ava, Avod Nir. The main part of the Mishnah is coming to tell us the Yesodos of Avod Ma'ava. And then we'll see afterwards the continuation of the Mishnah, which is telling us the second half of Avodah Meir. What it is, the Maral says, if he's come to say, Tavo Yidas Hashem Ma'ava, so I have a much shorter way than saying what he said. So why doesn't he say Tavoid as Hashem Me'av? His question, if with all this is coming to tell us, he should have given some clear, and it wouldn't have all the problems of the confusion that his Talmidim came to. Hashem says clear, he's coming to tell you, you know what you should do? The Avoid as Hashem, if Tavoid Avoid as Hashem, you should do it Me'av. And be much shorter, clearer, conciser. Why does he have this whole description of a manas, the avonim, mishamshes, a manas, the kabbal pras? Elo, every kabbal mishamshes, a manas, shalit, the kabbal pras. So there are levels here. There are levels, even of avodah me'avah, just to give a general statement, avodah me'avah is not sufficient. He's coming to tell us particular in what form of Avod, what way of Avod we're supposed to come to Avod Hashem. We'd like to describe, go into the basic understandings of these sages of Avod, which are true in other areas, true too, and to see what it is that, in particular, Antigus Nisoyev is telling us here. The Klal of Avod, if it's different forms, we will take from the Rambam in few Mishnayos from here. In the Mishnayos, we'll get back to it there, discuss it later. On the Mishnayos of Aseh L'Charav, which is the Mishnah of Vov, the Rambam brings, he quotes from Aristotle, the Yesodos of Ahavot. He explains, in short, that there are three basic levels of Ahavot. Ahavot can be for three different forms. See, the inside is very important. It has ramifications on many levels, many places. It's a good thing to know. There are three types of oyavim. Oyav to'eles, oyav menucha, oyav milo. There are three forms of ahava, and here we'll let the Rambam explain each one of them. Oyev to'eles, and this is Roiv Ahava that there is in the world, comes under this, which is the second level, actually, the middle level, which is Oyev to'eles. Ke'avas neshut ve'avas ha'bele echad afadeyu. Anybody who has a relationship that is mutually beneficial and mutually dependent on one and the other, where there is an assistance and a benefit that each one gets from the other, the relationship and this constructive relationship that they have between them will bring a level of ahava between them. This is the second level. It has an extension, which the Rambam doesn't mention, explained in other places, and that is the yisoid of ahava that comes not from shutvim, meaning the toels that you get from each other, but from achim, which is similarity. There is a person, an American, who walks around with Americans. So he can walk around New York and feel nothing about the stranger sitting next to him on the subway. But if he would wake up one morning in Karachi, and he was walking down the street and didn't understand anybody, but anybody's talking about where they think and where they're coming from, and he found this fellow walking down the street also, they would become very good friends as long as they were there. Because the similarity, just that, they're two Americans from New York, that's it. That's the only thing they have in common. But relative to their new situation, that's basic similarity for this situation. They will be very greatly attracted to each other. The same two people used to ride to work back and forth in the same subway. They never split a word. This was a doctor. Nothing in common. But if you put them down in a place where their commonality becomes prominent, so any similarity will always bring people together. This is the basic idea of similarity and to'eles, which is the most common form of ahava. There's an extension this of it. I don't want to go into it. Maybe we spoke about it before, but just to throw it out, that simply understood, the ahava that I feel for my partner is from to'eles that I get from him. This is the simple understanding, and it's true to a certain degree. There's a famous mimer from Rav Dessler, and Chaim Shalev speaks about another, Gedolei Baalei HaMusar, which they came and they explained the Parakim Kodesh from Chazal, that Bo'imek Nafsho Shel Adam, the real source of Ahava in a mutual relationship where each one is having Toelis, is much greater from the Toelis that I give than the Toelis that I get. If I have two people who have each one a mutual relationship, each will benefit from the other, the Ahava that I have for my partner is much greater from what I give than from what I get. This is going into Yisrael's Chesed, which is going beyond our Mishnah. I don't want to go into it too much, just to help. This is the second level. This is a real level of Ahava. There's a real basis for this Ahava. And it could have long-term lasting relationship. However, it is well known in any business contract, right, Shutvim, the greatest portion of the contract, the Shutvim, is made up, what are we going to do when we decide to split up? Because Ahava Toelis is Ahava Tzuyah B'Dovah. The reason of our Ahava is because of the similarity and the mutual benefit. But if tomorrow the cost and expenses sheet will override the benefit of the relationship, then we go into breaking up the business agreement or whatever agreement there is. This type of relationship, although it has real basis, and it can, as long as the toelis last, it could last, it has, because there is a basis for it, but this is not a definite relationship. It's not a relationship to etzem, it's a relationship only as a product of circumstance. Those two fine friends from Karachi move back to New York, they get back on the train, and they don't have much to teach you about. First, you have time to talk about the experience in Karachi. When they forget about the experiences in Karachi, then they slowly go apart what they were originally. But since, once you take off the emphasis of their similarity, they're back to a situation where that similarity is nothing in particular. And the differences will now outweigh the similarity, the relationship will break down. The lowest level, which the Rambam puts second, is Ahavos Ahanot. And this is different. This is lower than Ahava Toelis. Ahava Sanoa means simple pleasure. Ke'avas haschorim l'nekevus. This is the classical example. You'll notice that he doesn't say ki'ish ve'isha. Because hopefully that will be at least on the second level, but hopefully on the highest level. But ke'schorim could be animals. It could be people that live like animals. Schorim l'nekevus. This simple, straight sexual drive of pleasure that there is between men and women, without any of its higher meanings of love. So as is well known, that type of relationship starts with love, and the middle stage has marriage, and ends in divorce. It's a question, depending on different people, how long it takes. But usually the love ends at marriage, and shortly afterwards, because that's a ava tluya badovo she'in b'dmash. It was something that took something that is made, I will say in one sentence, was made to be a help in building higher relationship. And they took it and they made it the essence of the relationship. But it is, it can't be, it has no basis, it won't last. And that is not a real level of Ahava. It's a famous story from Marshall from Vilnapian on this level. And he says, a person comes and he says he loves fish. He asks his wife, I love fish. He says, if you love the fish, why did you take it out of its pond? Cut its head off. Split it open. Gut it. Skin it. Throw it in the frying pan and eat it. Instead of that, take a nice aquarium. Make sure you give it good food every day. That's all it needs. So you don't love it. You love yourself. This level of love is only in a very, very chitonistic form. That the emphasis on the love of oneself right now has a relationship to the other person. That type of selfish love won't last at all. And it's not a real basis at all. The third level, which is the level of real relationships. Ohiv Maila, it's called. Hu sheyatayvish neim mekavonas ladova echad. they have common desires and goals. V'hu atoiv. This is very important, remember? Having common desires and goals is only a positive force if the goals are, in absolute terms, positive. This is by the nature of toiv and ra in the world, right? That toiv comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom, comes from Achdus, and when you're, the subject matter is toiv, and relating it with toiv, so one, the subject matter and the relationship go hand in hand, and it forms its real function. But if the subject matter is pirud, it's ra. But right now, we're both friends because we're locked to the common game of hating him. Right? So that's eyeing your papers. Look at the political situation. Anywhere, you find that people have such difference. Best of friends now. What happened? They both have common enemies. Right? That type of common goal and desire won't bring any relationship of Ava. The famous Malbim says that the marshal of Achleikish, Shem Shemaim, is Koyach V'Adosai. He said, oh, those aren't the two sides. Should have said, Moshe V'Koyach. He says, no, the simon of Achleikish, Shem Shemaim, is that there were 251 people who got up and all applied for Koyach V'Adosai. Right? All knowing that one is going to get it and the other 250 are going to die. And they're all willing to sacrifice the other 250 friends. Out of the whole Koyach V'Adosai, within them there were 251 possibilities. Each one that was totally willing to give up the other 250. That's a simon of all getting together that is not L'Shem Shemayim. But it's only Machlok Yishalei L'Shem Shemayim. So within them, it's totally all there's much more machlokes between them and themselves. The infighting is greater than. Right, that's agath. That each one is assisting the other and wants to use the other's assistance to attain the common goal, and that common goal, that good, will be attained, will be both of them together. This is a process of relationship, which is a relationship of Be'etzim. They have an intrinsic, internal meaning to their relationship. And the going after and attaining the goal are different shlavim of the accomplishment of the relationship. This is a relationship that is not dependent on anything. It is dependent solely on the fact that the mutual recognition that they have such a relationship, that they have the common goals and they have we're to be partners in attaining this common existence. And here you end up with a unit. You end up with a real chibur, you have two come together. These are the three basic levels of Ahava, where on the lowest level of each one out for himself, Ahava Sa'ana, from pleasure, from any kevis, that they're totally strangers, each one using the other for the personal pleasure, for the person eating the fish. And that will last about as long as it took the person to eat the fish. Okay. The second level is a more real relationship, but still Ava Tluya Bedova, that they're between themselves, they don't really have the essence of relationship. The Toelis, or the similarity that Kirega is prominent, is causing the relationship. As long as that's true, there will be a real relationship, and that can last you for a very long time. But it's not the essence of Ava because it's Ava Kluya Bedova. The real relationship is one when the relationship is not on any outside goals as a reason for the relationship, but only as a simon, only as a way of showing that this is really a real partnership, a real unit that functions together as one.
The second level of the partnership is also has to be the Torah, not necessarily the common group.
No.
Also.
Yeah.
So why is that so much different than the first? If it's for all, why would it be different, that much different than the first? You know, it's really all for you, the individual anyway. Whereas if I make a deal with you that, you know, we're both going to knock that guy off, so I don't see where I should this. And why is that an elevated second level? Than just that, really, I'd like to knock them off, and I'm using you to help me out. I don't see the odds on.
It's not a very good example. You could find any type of relationship that, in essence, is really, if you'd analyze it down. Right? In that case that you're referring to, I really want to knock it off, but I don't know how to shoot, so I take a henchman to do that for. That's not a relationship at all. That's probably not even the lowest one.
That's
not even the lowest one.
That doesn't even come in.
That's no, you hired a thug to kill the guy. You have no relationship.
Okay, well, so
it's well known, right? The bris achim that you have between thugs, between thieves, right? Mafia, no, I mean, they can leave $1 billion by the next guy, no problem, they'll be there tomorrow. Because, of course, there's a certain aspect of you, because you wouldn't keep the place after you find yourself in the river. But it's not only that. There's a real relationship there. There are bases of mutual trust, because they're all working together to steal from us. They have a common goal, Kabira. That's a relationship where it can develop a real relationship between them. But it's a fluid bit of. That's why they still end up in the river every once in a while. Because as soon as you get a little too successful, you still might turf. The benefit of having you on board was so you go off board. This second level does not necessarily, this is one of the ways of seeing the difference between the second and the third. The second level could be even for back. The relationship is based only on the to'elis, right, or on the similarity. You both end up somewhere, and we're both thugs. Right? So we're both trying to escape the police. Right? Fugitives. That's all we have in common, we're all fugitives and the police. Right? The similarity will keep a relationship between us going. Well, even with serious nefesh. You can find mamish with serious nefesh between such people. Tell when? Tell the fugitives. They escaped, they got over the border. The relationship breaks down very quickly. Because there was nothing else there. What else holding them together? So now there's only the remnants of the common experience that they went through, and they may last for. But after, during that time, they would have put their lives on the line for the other, because they're in it together. That's the second level. But there's no real joining there. It's a joining because of a circumstance. Only on the third level, where you have a connection by appreciation of each other's basic mila, that's what's called avas mila, that this is the other half of me. This is the second part which will complete my picture to bring me to what I really should be. Because me and him, me and her, depending on whatever the relationship is, are part of a parcel which we're meant to work together. The common goal and desire is only a simon of the essence of the relationship between. It's only an indication that they are really a unit. And this is why when you speak about people who are going out, people who are dating. So at that point, common goals, desires, is very, very important. Because that is the simony, who's the right one. Very important. After 5-10 years of marriage, people don't discuss very much their goals. There are many reasons. One of the reasons is because it's of secondary importance. The relationship is now no longer based on the fact that we realized we had common goals. That was an indication that we were actually a unit. But now, after the years of the growth of the relationship exists on its own. It's not dependent on anything. Generally, a unit will work in the same direction. Right? And there are basic common goals that created the which was the indication of the original relationship, and which is mechazik as you go along. But it's not the essence of the relationship. The relationship is an essence of a union of two becoming one. Every ahava on its highest level is when two are joining one. So this is what Atik Nishisoich and Aral explains us. He's coming to tell us in this mission. He's not coming to tell us Stam Oyved Ma'ava. Oyved Ma'ava could be on many levels. A person could be Oyved Ma'ava even on the lowest level. Totally Shalei Lishma. I'm Oyved because I get covered. I come into shul and I shuckle nice with answer. Even me, if I'm doing it, maybe it happen. Because then everybody looks around and says, oh, all right. Look at that. Yeah, stuck. Right? Coming to make an appeal, $1,000. See that? Then you do pay, you don't pay, so. It can be an oved ma'ava in the lowest form. There's no real relationship between him and his avoider, or him and Rabbi Yishalam. Right? But it, that glee in the rabbi's eye when he saw him, said $1,000. It was worth saying. Paying $1,000. There are places where the numbers are a lot bigger than that. Well, okay, that's such big subject. But, I don't know. Where does it come from? He's not afraid of anybody. He's doing it because there's something he wants to get. Maybe you get elected to something or other. That's the lowest level of it. Then give me another level of it, which... This is in particular what the mission is coming to explain, to exclude. That's why the Mal explains. He's not coming to say that it's no good. He's not coming to explain to us that you're not a tzaddik if you do. Even the person who gives $1,000 for COVID, if he actually pays it up, right, will get schar. He's a tzaddik gomor. But the Mal explains, tzaddik gomor doesn't mean a complete tzaddik. It doesn't mean the highest level tzaddik. It means he's not chosar. He's not a rosh. He did a ma'aseh mitzvah, okay, it's fine. He's not that there are higher levels. The basic level is he did the mitzvah, he didn't do it. He did it for the lowest motivation. Only for God. If you wouldn't recover, you wouldn't give him the law. But you gave it. Look, that's fine. Tzadik gomel. Right? But it's not the highest level. It's not a tzadik gomel. It's not a chosid. It's mekayim, it's chiyim. He did his mitzvah. He owed $1,000 to the stoker, so the office was paying to pay a certain amount of money for the stoker, he paid it. He did it for the lowest motivation, so he'll get a backseat in money. He won't get the same high, he won't be the high, he won't be the top. It has its value. But what the mission is coming to explain the essence of the relationship to Klai Yisrael, to the Rabbi Yisrael, and to Avodas Hashem, in its proper form. Not in its minimum form, that without that it's not considered, but in its proper form. And he's coming to tell us not only this lowest level, which would be like a Ha'anah, but we can have a secondary level, which is Ahavas HaTo'elus. The Rabbi Shalom and his Avoda is very, very beneficial to us. The person does mitzvahs, he gets schar. The Rabbi Shalom pays. And he pays good. It pays very good. Both in Olam Hazeh, which it depends, sometimes not, because Skar V'ayam, Par Mitzvah V'ayam, like it. Pei V'sayim V'olam Hazeh, certain mitzvahs, especially in Mishnah there, have, especially Torah, have Skar V'olam Hazeh, Pei V'sayim V'olam Hazeh. Most mitzvahs, stashed away in the big bank, and after 70 short years, 80, 120, right, the person can go up and collect. The Baruch pays its bills. The Baruch pays up. It's very beneficial. So a person can do mitzvahs. He makes poshut, like the Mishnah says later. He makes a cheshbon. What's more worth it? Skar mitzvah, can I get a seder? I'll do the mitzvah. It's going to cost me this amount of effort, this amount of pain, this amount of whatever, this amount of expense. This amount of... But the Baruch pays big things for it. You can come to the conclusion that it's well worth. It's a good investment. And therefore, you'll do a Avodas Hashem to get Schar Bagim Zeh or Schar Bagim Rabo. That's fine. Wonderful. That's a very nice avodah shaloi lishma. And the person will indeed receive his char so filling. But his relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom is still somewhat secondary. His relationship to the Rabbanu Shalom in that avodah is a little backwards. Because we said there were gimel, the three parts of avodah. Gimel, amudim, Torah, avodah, b'nas chasadim. Those were meant to be forms of our expression, of our avodah to the Rabbanu Shalom. This is an investment. I'll do his work. Not for him. For me. Because it's worth it. If he gets any benefit out of it, that's it, you know. Out of the hand, that's it. The same way we work for a boss. What's the reason we go to work for a boss? We want to make a boss. The fact that the boss has to owe us our work is so secondary importance. Of course, if a person has self-respect, he wants that the boss should have benefit from his work in order that he can feel that the money that he earned is earned money. He wants to be able to feel, but that's secondary. His purpose is he wants to earn. He doesn't want presents. He wants to be earned. And therefore, he wants to be an honest worker. He wants to be a good worker in order that when he picks up his paycheck at the end of the day, he deserves it. He can go with great self-respect and put out his hand like somebody collecting something earned. In simple form, there are other ideas. I think the Shisaycha is coming to explain to us that the relationship that we should have to the Rabbanu Shalom, there are higher forms that we are asked more. We are asked to come to a real relationship of Ahava to the Rabbanu Shalom on its highest level. We are coming to come to a real connection to the Rabbanu Shalom where we are Oved Me'ahava Avas Mayim. We'll see maybe the Lashon of Maral, the Lashon of Rambam, the way they describe this idea. A few words before. He asked the question, why didn't say it short? That wouldn't yet tell us that a person should have a real relationship to the Bereshit of Ahava mitzad atzmai be'etzim. And not because of the toiv that either he already received or is hoping to receive. That's also a level. Person, either you want to receive, or like we spoke last week, the idea from the toiv we've already received. But that's still not yet this level. Therefore, to clarify this, the ficha chomer shayu misham shem shaloi lekabel pras she'ein ikra avoda kach af ki vada yavo shu tzadik kesh avoda shem yisbor heim shel atayv she'osav shel atayv she'asim. Even though he's vada yatzadik, he did the avoda, and the schar is something the Baruch Hu wants. Aval ikra avoda sheyahav as Hashem yisbor, if that person should have a real ahava for the Baruch Hu, ve'yach bo yislat sois mitzvoisov, and he would have a desire to do his mitzvahs. This is the punchline. The difference between the two first levels and the third is that although avodah, the ma'aseh you are doing, a person does a mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, forget it. But that avodah will not create, it's not an essence of a relationship that will bring Boyer the Nivra to Dvekis, to become Kaliyokal one unit, to come to an intrinsic relationship of Dvekis. We'll come back to this Maral in a minute, because this is the highest form. This is the highest form of expression of this idea. I'd like to stop here for a minute. Alright, maybe we'll see one more line which is similar. We're going to go down to a, we'll leave the idea of Dvekas for a minute, we'll go back to it, that's a higher level. The basic idea is this line. She'ikir ha'avo kasha oyev es Hashem Yitzvah mitzad atzmoy, kasha yakir gudlusoy v'rimusoy, hu emes v'dvor v'mitzvorsoy emes l'chako oyev v'lasoy mitzvoy. A person who is makir, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is emes, and his mitzvahs are emes, and he wants and desires to do these things for their intrinsic value. The Rambam explains this idea in greater detail. The end of Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam paskens our Mishnah. And he says as follows. Al yoyma odom heini oise mitzvah satayra va oise bechachmosa kidei sheyakabal kol abrochas haksuvas boi va kidei sheyeska l'chayil ayil rabel. This is the way the Rambam is paskening our Mishnah. A person should not do mitzvahs and Torah in order to get schar ba l'mazeh, schar ba l'mazeh. Ve'efo ish v'naveh she'asir atayra mehen kidei she'enotzum l'akolos haksuvas atayra kidei she'lei akoros mechayil ayil rabel. Ein roi la'avoid as Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not fitting to worship the Vayishn this way. She'oivin al derech zeh hu oivin mi'yira. That is considered mi'yira. Okay, ein o'maylas ha'naviyim, ha'loi maylas ha'chachamim. That's not the way Naviyim oivin Hashem, not the way Chachamim. Ve'en oivnim Hashem al derech zeh, elo amei ha'oretz ve'hanoshim ve'aktanim, she'mechan chinoisim la'avid mi'yiron, Hashad Rabba Daiton V'yavud Me'ahav. The Rambam has a very big Kiddush. Until now, we understood that there are lower levels of Yira and Ahava, and that there are higher levels, more pure levels of Yira and Ahava. A person wants Schar, that's Ahava. A person wants to keep away from Einish, that's Yira. That's true. That's on its lower level. Ram is explaining to us, though, on the higher level, there's a basic difference completely between these two forms of avodah, that all of that going after star, or keeping away from Einish, that's all called here. And real Ahava is something totally different. He describes this totally different in the next mission, in the next halacha. Ha'ayivet v'ahava oisik b'toyru mitzvus v'ahivet mesivus ha'chokma v'loi b'pnei dover ba'olam v'loi b'pnei yiras hara v'loi k'dei liras ha'teiva elo oisa ha'emes m'pnei shu emes v'saif ha'teiva lo v'od v'glol. Their appreciation of intrinsic value and intrinsic relationship is the motivation for a person who is in contact with the reality of the world. A person, moshe, a child wants to, a parent wants the children should be healthy, should have proper nourishment. So it makes a piece of chicken and some side dishes. And the kid likes the side dishes, doesn't want to eat the chicken. He likes the spaghetti, but the chicken took two bites and so on. He has a problem. She knows that he needs chicken. This is something that's true. She knows that he needs chicken. But to go explain to the child that his protein levels, mommy doesn't taste good. I don't like chicken. So the smart mother, instead of trying to argue with the child, or even worse, force the child to eat, which it seems, according to the doctors, and there's a court in law for this, is a total waste of time. And Rashi says in Brochus, that if a person eats without an appetite, without a desire, it is worthless, doesn't nourish. I heard from many other sources also. But the whole in forcing a child to have one famous baby doctor said if you force a child to eat, wasting money, coming from the garbage. Because the proper nourishment the kid's not going to get. And worse than that is that you thought that he did. Look, he ate the whole tree. So instead of doing that, this is not going to work. So either you intrinsically make it more applicable to the child, and you add a little ketchup. And all of a sudden it's tasty. The kid eats the chicken. The advantage of eating the chicken with the ketchup is much more than whatever, I don't know, chemicals or something like ketchup. It's worth it. It's good. But telling the child you have to eat chicken because it's healthy, child's not. So you put some ketchup. If you don't use ketchup, you don't have ketchup, or ketchup doesn't work. So you can use outside things. You know the ice cream that we have in the freezer? That's only for the ones who are members of the Klinger Plate Club. It has nothing to do with chicken. It has to do with clean plates, and this happens to be chicken on the plate. If you want to get the ice cream, you have to have a clean plate. And this happens to be chicken on the plate. So he sees the ice cream and eats the chicken, thinking ice cream, and goes down fine. This is Shalom Yisrael. That's Mir. What does it mean, Mir? Mir is stepping back. It's not a relationship, it's not a closeness of relationship, but a removal of relationship. He's not involved in the real value of chicken. He's either eating ice cream or ketchup. He's not eating protein. But it works. It works. If you got the chicken in, the kid has protein. I have, this is what he's saying, that the level of chachomim, to eat chicken because of protein for the purposes of having ketchup is not very respectful. The das, the chokha person who has the das, values and understands that everything should be done for its own reason. If a person eats chicken only to get ice cream, that's fine for kids. But if an adult would eat chicken only to get ice cream, we would be embarrassed. At least we wouldn't tell anybody. Yeah. That's just chicken. The same now we take to Kavod Hashem. The Vayishlam gives schar. First we'll take it on the second. It's simple level. The Vayishlam gives schar. But what is the value of our relationship to the Rabbi Shalom and the Seers HaMitzvahs? If Chas V'Chalil, Rabbi Shalom would be an evil man, and he likes to have people do his will, for example, you know, gets kicked out of him. So he says, you know what, run around in circles. Everybody runs around in circles all day. At the end of the day, he gives out his heart. That's a very mean thing. If you got the scar at the end of the day, so it may be worth running around the circus. But Aleph, then you would be properly motivated. Either you say it's worth running around the circus to get the scar at the end of the day, and therefore you do it only to get the scar, very properly. Or you say it's not worth it, and you don't do it. And if you do do it, you're a fool. If it's not worth it, we have to have an understanding and appreciation of Torah, of Avodah, and of the relationship with the Rabbi Shalom, that there's intrinsic value, that there's Torah, that this is me, that this is something that is intrinsically positive and part of me. There are two things we're bringing together here, but since we're trying to bring together, there's really two aspects of it. The bottom level is the relationship to the mitzvah itself. There's a Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, and I'll bring it, the mitzvah of, it's possible to tell, mitzvah of chofetz ma'id, omer v'lozer, mitzvah of chofetz v'lo b'schar mitzvah. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean you don't want the schar, but you know that the value of the mitzvah itself is even greater than this. Let's take a mitzvah, tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah. How do we do it? So again, we have all the levels. I can come in the morning and put on tefillin from all of the different possible levels. But even a person who's thinking, usually we put it on because that's what we did yesterday, and that's what everybody does. We'll do it today too. But even a person who's thinking, it's coming from bifnim. He has a motivation. He has two issues. He knows that the tefillin itself has some value, and he knows that the Rabbi Yishlam pays. At the end of the day, you're going to get schar. Anybody puts on tefillin, he's going to get schar. Whatever the unit, it's very difficult for us to talk about the schar because we don't have the coinage, we don't have the of real schar. But what that schar is, relative to what the mitzvah is itself, so first on the simple level, the schar on the simple level is catchable. Its main purpose, especially schar b'ol maaseh, its main purpose is to assist the tzaddik, the person on a lower level, the person who's doing the mitzvahs, to do it l'shmo is difficult. So the Baruch Hashem says, you do the mitzvahs, hayoyim la'soysa, ochol ha'kabal schor. You do the mitzvahs, there's ice cream at the end of the day. So we're talking about big people, so we give big ice cream. Instead of giving, Kaiser Shtiyot Kuman Mazer, the Baruch Hashem gives real schor. So the first level is understanding that the mitzvahs are of real value, even greater than whatever the schar is. Dainu. What does the Rabbi Yishlam want from us? What does he have out of it? So on the first level, the Rabbi Yishlam wants that we should perfect ourselves, that we should be roi, to have that relationship to the Rabbi Yishlam that's called Nenev Ziv Ashkina. To come to that close relationship to the Rabbi Yishlam that is roi to enter Olam Haba. Imperfect people can't get it. Either through our avodah or through yisurim, a person has to come to a level of perfection if you want to come to Olam Haba. There are no imperfect people in Olam Haba. There's still lower levels, but no bali movement in Olam Haba. We have to come perfect. The Baruch Hashem gave us Ramach and Shasa, gave us the Eivorim and the Gidim, and for each Eivor of our guf, and for each Gid in our guf, there's a corresponding mitzvah. This is both in the physical aspect of the guf itself, and also the neshamas equally corresponding. Every mitzvah has a particular job. In completing the job of taking these seemingly very incomplete and undeveloped creatures called human beings and transforming them into that higher form of human being, that Adam Amiti, which is roi to walk around Gan Eden. It's roi to walk around Gan Eden. Like on Rishon Kodesh Mechet, or even higher than that. How do you transform these pieces of flesh and blood, animal, whatever you want to call it. How do you turn them into higher than malach? So the Baruch Hashem has packages, tremendous machinery. Whether we understand exactly how it works or not, but when a person puts on tefillin on his head, now they have, we have a radio, transistor radio. Right? Take a little black box. Single black box. Turn it on, and you hear the President of the United States speaking. Where did it come from? Right? You don't know how it works. You tried it once, you tried it twice, or you heard from somebody you're lying, you turn it on, you hear it, and you believe it. It worked, here it is. You don't. You have some kind of story about a transmitter somewhere that goes to a satellite and goes with the microphone. Alright, maybe. I don't know exactly what that means. But b'chol eifin, I turned it on, and it worked yesterday, and I heard it again. The other side of the world. Black box. So this is emotional. That's how it explains all these developments. This is to teach us Eisen Shemaas. every word a person says, the reason why you have tape recorders, is that we should have it easy for us to come to a realization that there's somebody hears everything that we say, and it's all recorded. Until these things came around, that was, a person had to understand that abstractly. Oh, yeah, you need a tape recorder. Yeah, it's a video. A little more developed than that. Gets the premium still. And it records all of the feelings that you had, intentions. They didn't get there yet, then, but if they can do this, they'll get there. Go on. A transistor radio, you turn it on, and there's some rays that come from the other side, come up to a satellite down there, and it's all instantaneously. And I can hear things. That helps us understand film. You put on film and hit. It's also a little black box. Rays come down. Wherever they come from, they do more of those things. The fact that we understand exactly how it works or don't understand how it works. But a person can have an appreciation of the mitzvahs to know it. Understanding that a mitzvah, all Torah, Vayit, Mitzvahs, Vodim, the Gimel Avod, wasn't running around Chas V'Sholom circles. It's all the intrinsic development of the Shlemus Adam, making us Roy for Olam Haba, making us B'nei Olam Haba. The mitzvah itself, Moshe, a melech would give a tzivoy instead of running around in circles. He wants you to go to take some courses, to learn some things, and make you the secretary of state. He worked hard in those courses. Ramesh worked hours studying. Get paid for it. This is going to enable you to, instead of being in the kitchen peeling potatoes, have brought up tremendously to a higher level in the relationship with the melech, then now you're from your own. You have the capability of being from his advisors. Secondary state. Powerful man. Quality. That training period, those mitzvahs, which are there to develop us, are of higher value than this one. This is level one. Level two is that thinking about schar as ice cream, paychecks, is not the real idea of schar. In paychecks, I do work. Sat at my desk, I did my work, I get a paycheck. The paycheck has nothing to do with it. It's just as an agreement. I'm not going to work for him unless he pays me. So he pays me, I work. That's it. That's the only relationship there is between the schar and the avodah. But the avodah shalom doesn't work that way. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The essence of the schar, real schar, is the mitzvah itself. That development that a person has in the mitzvah encompasses within it the hachshava, the capability for man to come in contact with men of Zivishkin, with the quality of real hana, that is the essence of Olam Haba. It's difficult, so we can't describe Olam Haba. Nobody was ever there. Nobody came back. We don't know exactly. But the real understanding of schar, the reason why a person is not oivid the mitzvah for the purpose of the schar, is the schar is the mitzvah. This is level two. We have a katzer now. The hour is not early. Level three is that the mitzvah and its schar, which is the creation of the development of man to shleimus, is all a prerequisite for the real end. And the real end is fixed. The real end is the capability of a creation of man to come into a totality of a unity with the Creator. That's the Dvekus. A Moshul, like we have in Shira Shirim, of the Isha Isha. But to become one unit. There's an Achdus of the whole, and the Derech Hashem explains that that is the form that the Rabbanu Shalom can be Mahane with the Etzim greatest Toy, which is the Rabbanu Shalom himself. The Rabbanu Shalom himself is the greatest Toy. Somebody who's not the Rabbanu Shalom can't have that level of Toy. So how does the Rabbanu Shalom get around this problem? He's not going to settle for anything second best. He's not going to give us some limited Nivra Toy. So he made this whole process of Hashlamas Ha'odam and Hayateis Ha'avayinish that a person can earn a form of Shlemus that will enable him to come to a emes relationship of the Dveikus connection to the Rabbanu Shalom in its highest form, Olam Habo, Hasukho. But there's an aspect of this that a person can have now. When a person is Oyehev as Hashem be'emes, a person who is an Oyev Hashem and an Oyved Ma'ahavo, so the involvement in the Ritzon Shemayim, in the Kiyumah Mitzvahs, is the essence of that budding and growing relationship. And the Tzaddik feels the connection. He feels the relationship. The person who is an oibed be'emes, who understands that the real tachlis is not even hashlamas ha'odom. It's not just some kind of schar. But the real tachlis is the coming in a total relationship to the Rabbanim. So even though now he cannot yet attain the totality of that relationship, but he has the beginnings of it. Every mitzvah is a breaking point. It's like a person who's not yet married, but he gets a phone call from his present, a letter. Connection to. It's from a distance. You don't have that total close relationship that there will be in the final form of Olam Haba. But this essence is an essence of creating that relationship, and that's something that can even be felt. Olam Hazeh. Schar mitzvah b'al hayal malekah. But avas Hashem b'hayal ma'ikah. And this is why the highest form of avas Hashem, highest form of avas Hashem, of Avodas Hashem is where a person appreciates what is the real values, and the real values is the total kiyuv to the mission. We just finished in 2 minutes. So what's the second half of the mission? If a person comes to this realization that every time we put on tefillin, every kiyuv mitzvah, every shmirah v'aveira is in bringing in essence, tying me together, making me part and parcel together with the mission. So a person could start feeling close, great closeness. That itself is positive, but it's dangerous. Because we have to remember, especially as long as we're still rolling around this world, we haven't made it yet to El Rabo, that the Rabbanu Shalom is B'Shamayim, V'ata Al Ha'aretz. It's brief. It's the Melech Kodol V'Noyra. So that's what the Ma'al explains. The lotion of the Mishnah is never have ye Abbas Shemayim Alecha. Have Abbas HaKadosh Baruch, Abbas Hashem. Ye Shemayim, in particular, this form is referring to. You're told to go after Kirbas Hashem. Ad Reikus. But, we don't lose sight of where you are. True. You are in the creation of a relationship. Klai Yisrael, called Biti, called Ishti, called Imi. The Lashon of Chiba that we have in Shir Yishim. Relationships between Klai Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam are tremendous. But, Yishu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Let's finish with that. The Ma'al says, we'll give us and continue. This Mishnah is the beginning of all the continuing Mishnayos, that is giving us the basic idea of the connection of Av and Yir together. That a Avodas Hashem, as we had in the early Mishnayos, of the Amudim, has to be done through a motivation of the combined qualities of Av and Yir. a person's relationship to the Rabbanim Shalom is combined going after Dvekus, connection to the Rabbanim Shalom, but at the same time, realization of who he is and who you are. This is the Shoresh of all of Avodas Hashem. The next, continuing the rest of the parak, there are sets of two. And each one of the two, one describes a Maisa, which is a product of Ahava, and one describes a Maisa, which is a product of Yira. In Maisim, they come individual. A person can do a Maisa, which is basically Ahava, and a Maisa, which is basically Yira. And now the sets are going to go into all different levels and forms of Maisim that are a product. They have their source in the Gimel Amudim, and they have their motivation in the Yira. But in the person, a person in the relationship, it's together, Avaviyin. In the Maisa, that's why he's one person, is speaking both about Avaviyin. From here on in, we're going to go into Maisim. And Maisim, there is always two hands. There's two, when it comes to practical application, there's a Maisa that is a Maisa Av, and there's a totally different form, a different aspect of Maisa Avaviyin. That we'll see as we go through all of the Mishnayos, that this is the basic pattern of the rest of the Arab. Av of the Yira, Maisei Shalav of the Yira.